I don't know if you can put words to it, but he's playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the game, if not the best.
Donald, has he played any better since he came back from the injury? I mean, his final 4 games.
No, I don't think so. I think he's been playing like that all season long. When the guy get an opportunity to do what he's done over his career, you have to take your hat off to him. You know, for a guy that no one probably expects to come out and play like he has, he's played well. You know, so, you know, I'm glad I'm on his side.
What about the way he's handled all this? I mean, you know, a couple of years ago when he took over, a lot of people say, hey, he's going to be tough, he's going to play his right bar, and now he's at this point. What about his growth and ways he's trying to handle everything?
Well, you know, you go through all types of trials, you know, and he's been through his, and he's going to continue going through it. I'll go through mine when it's time for me to hang it up as well. So I think you just got to continue to play, you know, and I can continue to play at a high level. And he's done that throughout his career. And I don't think you can't take anything for granted on him. You know, he's came in when he was a rookie. No one probably expected that to happen, but the guy's proved that he's one of the best. And I watched him grow from a young man to a grown man. And I take my hat off to him.
Taking a team a third time, how much different are you prepared? I mean, can you put that many more wrinkles in?
Nah, you can't do anything different. You know, I think you just go out and play your game, you know, and I think, you know, the best team is going to win it. You know, I think you go out there and you play solid. And, you know, our thing is always we got to play discipline. You play discipline. You know, last time we played, we had penalties here and there. We have to play discipline in this game. You know, it's only one chance to win it all. And you don't get that chance often. So it's right in front of us what we want. And that's to get to the Super Bowl.
You've been through as many of these Packers Bears games as anybody. I mean, I know getting to the Super Bowl is a priority, but does it mean more having to go through Chicago to get there?
Nah. I don't care how I get there. You know, when you play in this game as long as I've played, it doesn't matter how you get there. You just want to get there. And, you know, it's gonna be fun, you know, because it's a rival game. You know, we've always said it. They don't like us. We don't like them. So it's going to be a dog fight. And, you know, they say the dog that comes out and bites the hardest is going to be the one that wins. So we're going to come out and bite. Yeah, I mean, I think we got to, you know, we go around this locker room. I think it's going to, you know, the offense has to win, everybody, from the offensive line all the way down to the quarterback. You know, we all got to win our job. And if we do that, then we'll be fine. The same thing goes with the defense. You know, you got to win your one-on-one matchups. And if you beat the guy in front of you, most likely you're going to win the game.
How do you neutralize the defense?
Every man can be stopped. And, it, you know, it's, I mean, you know, I think you have to get to a point. You know, it's not about trying to just stop them. It's just contain them. Where you can maintain, and you'll be fine.
Is it the fastest defense you've faced, or now are they faster that you've seen in years past? Too?
No, I mean, that's a lot of defense that loves. I mean, one thing I like about them is they're aggressive. They love to run to the ball. So you got to keep your one, like we just talked about, one-on-one matchup. You got to keep your guy away from the foul. You keep your guy away from the foul, that's one guy hitting your running back or hitting your receiver. So you have to be able to win your one-on-one matchup.